And then we pop on that DJ.
'Cause if you don't, they gonna kill you when you done. Hey, on 85. Bro, we need some for them. They'll
make they made songs
like
Michael Jackson.
Let me get a little volume on the mic.
Yo,
did y'all see the video of them niggas beating them clowns up?
Yes, I definitely saw that. That was so funny.
Now, the niggas was, I don't know if it's the clowns that's been in the woods, but niggas saw the clowns in the parking deck and whooped their ass.
Yeah.
We are in the trees out.
For real, for real. Don't never think we ain't.
Alright, I know how I'm gonna do this show.
How you gonna do it? Thugged out.
On live.
You in the trap. We on the west side, too?
Yeah. We deep. Like, this west side about to go towards the south.
Put them shout pants on. This podcast is sponsored in part by the Dope Boys in the Trap. Sponsored in part by the Dope Boys in the Trap. I gotta go. I got a show. Trying to get me a whole lot more. Say what? Say what? Nothing is off limits when you got that paper.
That bag.
You can get whatever the fuck you want to.
I bought a little midget the other day. Yeah. I don't even know where to find it.
They live in a treehouse. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. No more liquor this year. Just a whole lot of weed. Put your headphones on. Let's get ready to go, man. It's goddamn 85 South Show. About to get this shit started.
You stupid.
Nigga, I'm 85. Serious. For
real.
85. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. It is your man, Carlos Miller.
It's your boy, DC on Flizzle.
DC, we in the motherfucking Trap House again, nigga.
It's in the back of a U-Haul, nigga. This shit is on fire.
Buzzing out the bando.
This the living room before you actually meet Devil himself. Like,
it's the hell's waiting room.
He's just in there like, shit, you really think he, is he mean?
He ain't mean you like know? They say he is.
Or is he just, is he chilling like,
this
you know
the trap,
that?
Man. You act like you ain't never been in the trap, bro.
I have, but we need
nigga, you recorded your first three mixtapes in the studio
a,
just like
this. We
need
a fan in the window.
Yeah, but it's gonna fuck the sound up.
Listen.
You want to just open up the window? It's Jay's live out there, nigga.
I'm ready to sell a Nick. I feel like I'm about to sell a Nick.
You
right now.
Shit, you could buy a Nick out here.
Why you playing? It's a nigga selling weed.
Hey, man, fix this motherfucker, man.
Carlos, it don't supposed to go on this damn kitchen.
Turn the air conditioner on. Fuck it.
It's on?
It's not too bad.
To the fans, if you hearing a little, that's just the AC. We need it. We're dying here.
Microphone stand just then gave up on life, man.
Because it's on the cloth. It's not hooked up to the table. It's hooked up to the cloth.
Jay stole the clip out that one.
So if the cloth move, the mic move.
Yeah, and I don't want my mic to move. You know what I'm saying? I want people to know that we had a business plan when we started this shit.
That's when we started.
And that wasn't in it.
A motherfucker told me, said, hey, man, I heard y'all seen. Why y'all move Steve Harvey on studio down to the trap, man? They be like, Fly, what you do? I'm like, why I gotta be the motherfucker to fuck up?
Because they know I ain't do shit.
I ain't do shit. Who did it?
Nah, go on, tell them why we got kicked out the studio.
Man, we got kicked out, man, because I fucked around and fired a blunt up in that bitch.
You only tell them, man.
And, you know, that gas, it stayed in that motherfucker for 3 days.
Well,
and somebody who don't smoke, they nose is extra sensitive.
And somebody was loud with, somebody been smoking in here.
And they was like, who been in here the past hour? They were like, nobody, it's the weekend. They were like, well, who been in here on Friday?
Yeah.
They were like, them 80 South 5 boys, they
that's
fucked
exactly
our name
what
up.
They
and
call
they
us.
Been looking for 80 South 5. And that's why we was really on the run for a minute, because
right.
They couldn't get the name
they
right.
Don't know who
they
the fuck
were looking
we
for
were.
80 South 5.
You famous. They be like, DC Young Fly and Calvin Miller. Calvin. You know that nigga.
Because you seen him on Barbershop. Calvin. That's
Calvin,
name, Calvin
Miller. That boy with that facial hair.
Nah, but for real though, people, it wasn't me. I didn't find no blunt up. It was some other shit.
Well.
What happened?
Steve walked in while we was listening to some Kodak Black.
He ain't like that shit.
What the hell going on? He ain't appreciate that.
But one thing I like about this, you can smoke in here.
It's a smoking
and you can actually take a fuck break.
Bro, when you get, we're in the trap house.
The even like the fans who've been watching lately, they be like, damn, Los and Fly done fell out. This about the 7th episode. Where the fuck Fly been? But when they understand, when we in the trap house, any motherfucking thing go. We got homemade ashtrays.
You feel what I'm saying?
Swishers. Nigga, it's black and miles. And all nigga.
A knife just in case a nigga just gets crunchy. And we gonna slap
Or if a nigga need his car door open and lock his keys in. But that ain't
it don't matter.
That's neither here nor there.
But it wasn't me. Is that just regular cheese? Why don't you never get shit with sausage on it?
I don't know.
No fucking Muslim. You know I like sauce. You always bring.
Let me tell him what's going on. Fly arguing with the nigga.
And pepperoni ass pieces. That light skinned ass shit.
Fly,
man.
You a real nigga. You arguing about some pieces you didn't even
buy. Because only light skinned niggas only get cheese.
This podcast is for niggas who don't put nothing on the order. Be like, nigga, get some wings. Well, give me some money, man. Fuck, man. Get the goddamn wings.
Light skinned niggas always get cheese pieces. Nigga, dark skinned niggas, we grew out of that in middle school.
That's real shit. Don't never let your light skinned partner order the pieces. You're going to get chicken, pineapples, green peppers, mushroom.
Slap me one of them cheese, man, please. Huh? I got pepperoni. That's close to sausage. Oh. Thank glad, bro. No, nigga. We don't like pepperoni either. We been stopped liking pepperoni. That was elementary school. We upgraded from pepperoni to cheese, and then we just stuck to meat lover for the rest of our life.
This nigga here.
This shit crazy. All that light skin ass shit, but I'm glad to be in the I really feel comfortable as fuck. Like, it's certain shit we couldn't do. Nigga, do you know how comfortable we is? Nigga, we was in Steve Harbinger. Now we in our shit. We like, fuck, nigga, man. Bring some bitches in here, man.
We about to call some hoes and some motion.
We got a pussy in this motherfucker. We got a back page room back in the back.
Nigga.
Oh, I think my phone just wrong. Got a client.
Nigga.
Hey, real talk. This shit is bando. Comfortable.
This is the bando,
this
man.
This shit is comfortable, nigga. You might just hear, pop, pop, pop. Hey, this shit, we got burglar bar windows in this motherfucker. We good.
If I don't know you, I'ma serve you through my burglar bar.
We're gonna see a nigga hand just read through the window. It's gonna be a dub. I'm like, all right, hold up, player.
Man, tell these motherfuckers where you been, bro.
Man, I've been moving, man. We had 5 sold out shows.
Yes, indeed, we did.
And once we left Baltimore, nigga, I had to go to Virginia and Houston. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all knocked out about 8 episodes within that time. So, while I'm here for the week, we're going to knock about 8 episodes.
They don't know that we really grind. Like, when we get in the studio, we lock in and we knock these episodes out because we like to try to keep this content coming through, man.
Most definitely, man.
Man, you got so much other better shit happening, though. Countdown to the baby girl. When she coming, man?
November 8th, man.
That's what it do. Movie dropping out.
Man, that shit come out November 11th, man. I just hit my first.
You got a baby and a movie coming out in the same week. If you ain't living your motherfucking project dreams right now.
I just hit it. My first crack rock. The other day, because I'm stressed.
You stressing?
I'm stressed.
Don't even bullshit like that. Don't put this on the internet that you're hitting rock. These niggas like man, I saw the nigga. He's skinny. He might have smoked for real.
Nah, for real. I'm so rich. I'm blessed, though. You feel what I'm saying? I've been moving like a motherfucker. I got my baby and my movie coming out. You know what I'm saying? Digital Lives Matter still rocking. You feel me? So, it just, you know what I mean? We got sold out shows. We still doing crazy. We sold out Houston, Texas. Hey, man, much love to Houston, Texas. I know y'all was a little frustrated, but baby, we going to make sure we come back down there. Show some love.
That's
man.
What it
you
is.
You know what I'm saying? And me, Carlos, and Chico, we got sold out. Hey, yeah, bring that piece of light skinned ass nigga.
That's what it do. Nigga acting like he's gonna interrupt the filming.
I'm telling you, shit, ain't nothing else going on, nigga. Just stick your hand in. Hey, glad, but
ugly.
Hey, you talking about? But no, man, it's just me, you, Chico sold out 5 shows in Baltimore.
That's what it is. We much love to Baltimore again.
I feel like I'm gonna shoot my special in Baltimore.
They show so much love. It would be a good ass spot to shoot a special.
Real talk.
Especially if they come through and show you love like that, man.
Yes, like last time.
Hell
yeah. It's much love. But yeah, man, we working, man. You feel me? So we
working,
back.
Man. A lot of shit been going on since you've been.
Like what?
Bro, like Kim Kardashian got robbed in Paris. She said they got her for $10 million.
Sound like to me that was a setup.
$10 million.
$10 million. First of all, I'm not going to Paris with over 1,000.
Bro, if you get robbed in Paris, do they rob you in French or English?
I think they rob you in French. You smoke, nigga? Nigga hit the blunt like a light skinned nigga and everything. Soon as he took this nigga ain't never smoked it. It's the scenery. You would have never did that.
Bro,
in Steve
the trap. Don't put him on film.
He might need a job.
Don't incriminate nobody with
the
bullshit.
We ain't gonna incriminate him. But just know, it was a light-skinned nigga who hey, his first time in the black.
Let me ask you this. Since this is a real nigga podcast and we in here, on the road heavy. What city have you been to recently that has some beautiful assholes in it?
Houston always got some beautiful assholes.
Who?
Houston always got some beautiful assholes.
Yes, some successful
thick,
ass women.
Thick bitches, too.
Yeah.
That's gotta pray, you guys. Got food.
DC Young Fly is saying a prayer right now.
Yeah, man.
Because that's real. That's real as hell. Mm-hmm. You don't never eat without giving the Lord some.
Most definitely. Damn, man. This shit would have been better with some sausage on it.
Hey, man. It's pizza. How you going to be mad at pizza? You got to be an angry ass nigga to be mad at some pizza, man.
It ain't even that. It's a light skinned pizza.
Damn.
Because if I would have ordered, I would have got a whole bunch of shit on this motherfucker, like sausage, my face. I would have told him to put my face on this bitch.
Hell no. Hey, much love to all the people who've been leaving us these funny ass YouTube comments. Man, that motherfucker be lit. This nigga said this podcast is for niggas like me. I'm 22 with 4 daughters. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, you stressing.
This nigga here. You could just say.
I hope they ain't Scorpio.
You could just say goodbye to your hairline, my nigga.
That shit over with.
Give us. Let me do some fan
love. That nigga
got
a pension already. He 22.
These motherfuckers swear they missed you, man.
They miss me. What they been saying?
Hey, much love to our partners over at the Trap Kitchen. Whoa. Yeah. To the Trap. They say, hey, this podcast is for niggas who didn't know they was a side nigga till they saw the show. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. My nigga Dilly Beats, he dropped the hot ass. If y'all was wondering who that is, who did the intro for us, that's Dilly Beats. He dropped that shit.
Shout out Dilly Beats with your little ugly ass.
This podcast is for the hoes that tell you they on birth control so you can shoot the club up. Nigga, if you believe that.
What?
You must be out your motherfucking mind.
You think so? You better
don't
go
fall
in,
for
hey,
that one.
Go in there with your gun.
Don't do it.
You better go in that bitch prepared.
Hey, how you feel now about, you know, shooting the club up now that you done actually made a baby?
Hey, man.
Did it change your perspective on it?
I actually shot the club and somebody died.
Well, somebody was born. Somebody see, actually, it's just like the real shooting the club up. Something going
to
happen.
Give it to the people that don't understand what the fuck we talking about. They ain't going to be like, this nigga just confessed about a murder.
No,
bitch.
We talking about raw dog.
We talking about raw dog and right. Shooting it up in raw the meat. Pussy. That's shooting the club up.
That's shooting the club
up. And as when I mean somebody died, somebody got hit.
Yeah.
That mean I had a baby.
That mean he hit some shit.
I hit some shit, orchestrated some shit. Now they going to a funeral. Now we got there. So the baby going to be here in a minute, man. At least I know my shit worked.
That's the first thing. Yeah. Like, you be like, okay, that's cool.
I know my shit worked, and I'm glad. Because I know I've been shooting the club up since I was 18.
Right.
And, you know,
but look, let me tell you something before this shit even happened. Mm. You from the West Side, you a real project nigga. Don't have 7 more. Don't do it.
Hey, man. Listen
don't
to me.
Don't do it. I'm telling you.
I'm not going to have 7 more because I need 7 figures.
I feel you.
How many kids I got is really based on how many figures I got.
Oh, okay.
So if you see me with like 6 kids.
You didn't get that bag.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad at you because I'm telling you right now. When they come through with the comedy money, I gotta have me 2 more baby mamas. I do.
Me.
I want 2 more.
We gotta have some.
I need 2 more reasonable baby mamas.
I'm really on some shit. Like, I'm trying to raise business men and women. Like, it don't matter what I got, bitch, you gonna make some money. Right. I don't see how people can let their children be homeless or be a crackhead. Or mine'll be a successful crackhead.
I can see that.
You'll get out there and learn how to make money with your little crack baby ass.
I can see how people let their kids be crackheads.
How?
After a while, you just be like, you know what? Fuck it. Go ahead.
Go on about your business.
Go ahead. Shit, I'm tired of you coming over here stealing and shit. You want to be in the streets? You can have that shit.
I'm tired of that stealing.
They done
saw you steal.
I don't be stealing.
Like, that's the shit. Like, how you going to get me for stealing and you stole, mama? I was in cahoots with you.
Man, what the fuck wrong with you, man?
I done saw this
Would you ever steal some shit with your mama?
Hell yeah. Matter of fact, let me tell you, this shit funny as fuck. I was in Walgreens. My mama was in the back filling out a prescription.
Your mama a pharmacist?
No.
Oh.
She's getting medicine.
She's filling the prescription.
She's filling the prescription.
You be confusing me, my
nigga. I said filling out.
Yeah, like she was in the back. I saw a lab coat.
This nigga,
I'm one of them niggas that take everything literally. I thought she was back there with a lab coat that's 2-2.
You graduated, nigga?
Yeah, man. I'm actually one of the smartest niggas you know.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. You act like you went to college.
But see, when you, I'm telling you, I'm on another level.
Oh, okay, cool.
Usually,
all right, she's filling a prescription.
Go ahead.
My broke ass, I go in there and I take some condoms. I say, I'm not paying for these condoms.
My nigga, you stole some
rubbers. I went to the bathroom, ripped them bitches, put them in my drawers, ripped the box up. I see some shoes come in, her keys. I say, oh, shit, it's one of the workers. I put the box in the tissue shit. So I pee, went out. The nigga went in the same stall. He see some of the paper and shit. He like, hey. I'm like, what's up, bro? He like, it just wasn't no condom box in here. I just cleaned your bathroom. You stealing condoms? I'm like, nah, they ain't fuck. I look like I ain't stealing no. You could check me. He checked me, knowing that the shit in my drawers. You feel me? He like, oh, okay. I'm like, nah, bro, you tripping, bro? About no condom, bro. Fuck, I look like stealing some condoms.
Hold
up,
I gotta ask. Gotta ask you this before you even. Did you have some pussy lined up, or you just knew you was out of rubber?
Bro, I ain't had no pussy lined up.
Hey, man.
That is like stealing the fire extinguisher.
Hey,
I ain't had no
that's exactly who this podcast is for. These niggas who ain't got no pussy lined up, but you know you're going to get some eventually. Hang in there, my nigga.
I ain't lying. Listen to me. And then the nigga come by. I'm telling my mama. I walk to my mama. Mom, can you believe this? Nigga talking about I'm stealing corn. I got three of them bitches in my sack.
Damn. So not only did you steal them, you gonna make a scene too, bro? You don't know how to steal, man. You should have walked to the. You should have went and got in the car.
That's the point.
You should have been like, Mom, I'm about to go to the car. This nigga done accused me of stealing.
I grabbed her key. I said, Mom, give me the key. I'm gonna go to the car. And when I get in the car, I'm like, this car won't call me stealing any rubber, man.
But on some real shit, didn't it seem like it took your mom about 2 hours to come
man,
out the
look,
store?
I'm Wayne, nigga. I'm like, man, I texted like, I'm going to walk home.
Hey, you got to time your steal. Like, if you steal too early and your ride ain't right on the way, now you got to play the shit off. You fuck around and get caught.
Bro, I'm like, bro, I ain't never been up under that much pressure. Bro, off three rubbers.
Was it worth it?
No, because I didn't have no pussy line up. So it's like, I got the rubbers. I was just waiting on the ass now.
Damn, bro. I ain't never stole no shit like that.
You never stole that shit?
I don't steal
shit. It was funny, bro. It was on some shit. I really didn't think the nigga was going to catch me. Because I was like, I got to go to the bathroom. Grab them bitch, went to the bathroom, popped them bitch.
Hey, shout out to all the security niggas that take the security job way too fucking
who
serious.
Who almost
man.
Caught a nigga, man.
Don't be trying here trying to ruin a nigga life over some shit. Nigga only stole what he needed. Yeah, the security. That security nigga. What mall was that? The little strip mall right up there by the underground. Nigga was out there with the taser fighting taser. Bitches. That nigga choked a hoe. Nigga kicked the baby mama in the ass, bro. Well, come on, bitch.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, bro. 85 South show need a mixtape or something. These freestyles are hilarious and mad catchy. Why nigga hit me on Twitter the other day talking about he was humming? Titties in the building.
For real.
Hell yeah.
Nigga don't know what he's saying. Like, what you saying?
Hey, it sounded like listen. A real gospel song when you hummed it. Oh, Really Robot said we got good chemistry. We're going to do a film soon, hopefully. They got good on and off screen chemistry.
I know, but he planning on filming us. Like, bruh, we got us.
I don't know where the fuck you been, but nigga, since you left, everybody been showing love like a motherfucker.
For
nigga
real.
Told us we could come shoot the podcast at his barbecue restaurant. Then a nigga sent me another studio that was beautiful as fuck, like they was doing ballet in there. Like, nigga, you could come here and shoot the
crazy
podcast.
Part about it, that ain't even his studio.
I don't know who. We going?
It's a nigga.
We going to go to all this. They think we bullshitting. We really going to come to all y'all
no,
shit.
He
we just
going
to put it
shit.
Together.
I'm not coming.
You ain't coming?
No. Paris, what you got? Just got robbed in Paris, nigga. I'm
nigga, we going to America.
And you can get robbed down the street, nigga. Man, I'm not with that shit.
Don't let that shit scare you, man.
But look,
we
though,
already did that
a
shit.
A nigga that DM me talking about some, we going to take the shit in Detroit. What Chad ass talking about now?
He trying man. To fuck up the
you
flow.
You the same color
look,
as the tip of this black
nigga,
and white.
Nigga, we was in here. We was in here yesterday. We did all this. We saw this information already. Oh, well, what how he gonna do the shit we already talked about? You say, leave us the fuck alone, man. Cat, didn't we do all this shit?
This nigga been fucked up ever since we left the studio.
Don't
Steve
look at
Harvey
this shit.
Studio. This nigga ain't
he ain't used to the atmosphere.
This nigga just walking through the camera. This shit like.
don't give a fuck. You get
who this nigga is, look. He passing out food in front of the county. It's my life right now, B.
You know, I told you that nigga been fucked up, man. Ever since we left the studio.
This nigga been discombobulated. Steve! Call his phone, Steve! We ain't did nothing.
Hey, talk.
Look,
hey,
he sent him a voice message. He didn't even know he was on the voice message. Nigga just, we ain't did nothing. Steve, like, who the fuck is that screaming on my voicemail? We ain't did nothing to Steve. We was knowing you to Steve. We did everything. Do I look like I stole some shit? Look where I stayed. I ain't stole shit, man. We ain't did shit. Steve, like, I gotta follow who the fuck this is.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
He has been off his rocker, man.
He just been
I ain't want to tell him.
That nigga be grabbing the paper. Look, we doing this.
No, we not.
We ain't okay, then. We doing second show, motherfucker.
Look, we ain't doing none of this shit. We don't need this shit.
I
know what that shit say already, because I seen it. Nigga
man.
Act like I wasn't in here for 5 fucking hours yesterday. We ran out of shit to talk about. Everything me and you gonna talk about old as fuck now.
We gonna do it again.
Talk about, well, nigga.
We just gonna do it again. This nigga gonna tell you, he on the phone. I ain't stole shit. I ain't did shit. I always been a good nigga. Even when they was picking on me, I said, all right. Okay. I ain't no motherfucking runner. I ain't going to the store no fucking more.
Nigga.
Then he got back on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. If you get this message, just call me, Steve. Just call a nigga.
I ain't mean to lead all these voicemails and shit, but. Yo, before I go. We ain't do shit.
We ain't do shit.
HDC, fuck it. Go on, talk to Steve right quick. Tell him.
Matter of fact, Steve, if you pick up the phone, Steve, we ain't do shit, man. If we did something, we would be in a better place, motherfucker. It'll be better than yours. We got AC, nigga.
Hold up, DC. Talk to Steve again.
Steve, we ain't do shit. Whoever told you, I don't fight, but I'll fight them. Whoever told you, I wanna fight.
Hold up, bro. Hey, man, talk to Steve one more time.
Steve, whoever told you, man. I feel like I'm gonna pay the fool. Listen, B. Word to mother, son. If anybody look at me from kid, if anybody backlash a nigga owe me money, son, the freaking dead, B. Cause I ain't do nothing, B. I've been loyal to niggas. But if a nigga look at me wrong, if a nigga even say, nigga, you dead, B. What you smacking your lips for, son?
Hey, Steve, bro, hit us back, bro. You ain't got nothing else to say to him.
It's not to you, Steve. It's to whoever telling you shit. They're freaking dead, B. Hey, I love you, Steve.
Hey, all right, the voicemail for shit.
Fuck.
This podcast is for niggas who understand why we got kicked out the studio.
Who ain't did shit.
We ain't do shit.
Niggas in the back like, oh, nigga named Chad, it's taken, B. No, that's not the problem, man. I can vouch for my nigga, man. It's not even him. It's more than just that. My nigga's a loyal nigga, man. And we gonna overcome.
We shall not be moved.
They moved our ass down the street. They like, they flicked our ass. They like, take your ass back to the west.
We can actually see the other studio from here.
We definitely can. Like, damn, man, that motherfucker was nice. And had AC.
It was temperature control, bro.
Oh, man. Nah, man, but that's how business is, man. You know, when you got people that hate on niggas, man.
But
you know,
the good thing is we still in business.
We still in business. And guess what? You're going to see us back in the studio because real recognize real.
Hey, guess what?
We that already shit always overcome.
This is our last trap episode.
Pow, they shoot.
We had to get you in the trap.
Get down, Los. We in the trap, man.
Nigga, I've been shot before. Hey.
Steve, you see the shit we going through? Nigga got a record down here and shit, man. Shit crazy, B.
I ain't fucking with you, man.
They been missing this shit, man. Hey, man. Hey, man, listen to me, man. It's love.
Man, y'all
hear, I actually like this spot.
Y'all hear Steve and tell him we ain't do shit.
Man, y'all hear Steve and tell that nigga, man, hey, work that shit out with the 85 South Show, bitch.
It ain't nothing to work out. We ain't do shit.
We ain't do nothing. Niggas hang, man.
My side bitch didn't even know where the studio was.
For real.
Real shit.
Nigga, I roll right past the bitch. I'm like, where the fuck this shit at? They like, we right here. Pow, pow. Pow, pow. I said, see, that's that shit I'm talking about, man. It don't matter where you at, nigga. You can hit gunshots. Niggas just go duck in they seat, nigga. That's why I hate mixtape that got gunshots. Just be rhyming to the shit. You already know it. Pow, pow. I'm like, man, this that shit I'm talking about, man. I can't be mad. Where the fuck we at, B? I can't do this shit, man.
Hey, man, much love to Trap House Studios. We out here, though, man. This the, who the podcast for?
Man, this podcast for niggas who ain't do shit.
Still got fired. Still got fired.
Still got fired.
Fuck out of here. I ain't doing shit.
They picked the lightest nigga in the room. You. He was like, huh? Nigga said, huh? Nah, you heard me. Come here. He gave that nigga the finger. Come here. Let me talk to you. Huh?
That shit crazy, man. Hey, talk to the gangster versions one time.
Hey, man, listen to me, man. All these gangster virgins out here, man. Y'all nigga 15, 16, 17. Some in their 20s. They talk about they get pussy. They scared of pussy. Y'all nigga out here killing.
Hold on. No define pussy. What that mean when you say a nigga scared of pussy.
Y'all nigga scared of vagina. You scared of that meow. You scared of that roof. No, you don't want no roof. That mean that shit old. You scared of that cat, man. And y'all niggas out here killing niggas. You got a body, but you ain't fuck nobody. Ain't nobody scared of you. All nigga I do is put some pussy in your face. You just gonna melt. Ah! Like, look at this nigga. Hey, put your pussy hands on him, baby. He gonna fall. He gonna fall out of him. That's y'all kryptonite. These niggas be wildin', man.
What's wrong with him?
Now you got 25 years. He ain't gonna never fuck nothing.
Them young niggas from your, they younger than you. They ain't. I was about to say your generation.
These young niggas. You asked them nigga what 5x5? Oh, you trying me, bro? You trying me like I'm just, like I'm dumb, bro. Nigga, you still ain't answered the question.
Nigga, 35, don't ask me no stupid ass shit like that, bro. Nigga can count, goddamn.
I'm like, all right, bro. Only reason why I'm going to agree to your ass, because you got a pistol in your ass.
Speaking of, I can all count. Right, bro. This other, I forgot who it was. I meant to give my nigga a shout out, but he said this podcast for niggas who can just eyeball a whole ounce, 28 grams every
me.
Time. DC Young Fly.
That's my eyeball game. Still on. You feel what I'm saying? Nigga, I ain't even got to wear. As soon as I grab it, I'm like, I put some back if I feel like it too much. Pinch off. Like, yeah, that gonna be way too much. That gonna weigh too much.
Presto.
Ooh, boy,
presto.
I still got it.
Presto.
I still got it.
Hey, let me ask you this. Not to change the speed of the conversation, but
let do it.
The West Side recently lost a legend in Shawty Low.
Most
I know that was
RIP,
I know that was somebody that was close to you, man.
Real
say
West
Side say something to the West Side.
Man, I want everybody from Atlanta, man, to the West Side, man. You know we lost a real OG, man. You know what I'm saying? RIP Low, man. You feel what I'm saying? Every time we linked up, it was always, I see you, young nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like you putting on for the, like we actually, he from Born Home. I'm from Adamville. We stay 4 minutes away from each other.
Right.
All we got to do is go down Bolton Road. We in Adamville. You feel
exactly.
What I'm saying? So it's like, we
hey, I
we
did
neighbors.
See the clip where he said he was one of his favorite comedians.
You, and I appreciate that. You feel what, he said that for real. On what? Like on the interview thing?
Now these niggas know that you ain't see the last episode because, hell, you on the radio with him and he told you was his favorite comedian. Damn, Fly, you got to start watching this show. You exposed us.
Y'all put it in there?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I've been working. I'm sorry. I got to watch it again. Yeah. But nah, man, that's my nigga, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, y'all always show me love. You feel like it's real West Side genuine. You know what I'm saying? And
I can't like, act like you going to say because they're going to hear you say you got to watch it again. They're like, this nigga ain't watched this shit.
I always be watching
talk
shit.
To him.
You feel what I'm saying? But I just want to say, like, that was a real OG, man. And for that to happen, like, everybody is hurt. You feel what I'm saying? Because, to be honest, Lowe's a street nigga.
Real
street nigga. He'll touch you, too. But, like, he been doing good business, like, for the past 10 years. Like, you ain't heard nothing bad. Ain't really ain't nothing bad on his name in the past 10 to 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Real good, genuine nigga. He doing, he actually, you know what I'm saying? He putting
looking
in work and he taking care
and
of
all
the community.
That. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, that kind of hurt us, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't really
got OGs that niggas really listen to. Like, if he'll say something, you'll take it like, okay, he OG. So it got some meaning, got some power to it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we going to miss him down here, man. And like I always said, big bro, when we saw each other, I'm bringing this shit back home to the West Side. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to try to follow your footsteps and become a West Side legend as well. You feel
this
what
is the perfect time for me to ask you about your music. Where we at with it?
R&B tape, man. I'm singing to the ladies because we got cheaters in the building.
Say what? Say what? Say what?
So
we don't.
We can't really just.
You know what?
Get
this
crunk with it.
We had a streak going.
Which one,
bro? We did like 30 some episodes with titties in the building,
and we lost that shit today.
But this,
we can really get somebody from next door. Just
we
bring
could.
Me here to get titties.
We could.
That's all we ever did. She can be like, "Oh, we gonna be on TV?" No, no, bitch. I need you to sit down and let me record this. We got titties in the building.
That's a music. That is a. That's a classic for
that's
real.
That's a classic.
I wish that was my ringtone, nigga.
Matter of fact, we gonna get it together,
bro. Let's do that shit. We need to get with an old band, like a band with some old niggas in it, and do that.
They gonna play. It gonna start out with the bass. It gonna be like, boom,
boom, boom, boom. How y'all feeling out there tonight? Is everybody all right? I wanna talk to the titties. Cause we got titties in the building.
We got
titties in the building. Bring me up on the horns one time, Sam. Say what? Say what? How y'all doing, Cincinnati? Got DC Young Fly on the bass. Take us there, DC.
Y'all always be like, I don't know why they always got that.
That's how you start your bass solo off, to let motherfuckers know you can play that
they
shit.
They like, oh, he good right there.
Oh, nigga.
All that old nigga. Like, come on. You gotta have one more.
We gotta have a nigga named Sam on the trombone. Sam! Take him to the.
Boom, 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 boom. Like, where he went with it? Boom, 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 boom. Like, all right, Sam. That's what I'm talking about. Then it just gotta be old ass, crackhead, sweaty.
Come out
drum
the back
set.
Singing.
We got titties in the building.
Oh, nigga.
We got titties. What if we get Ronald eyes on that motherfucker?
Oh, nigga.
We got titties. La, 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 la. Hey, man. Did y'all see Sam Entertainer?
Hold up. We're gonna get Al Green on now. Now, I know you brought them titties with you. I want you to put them titties in my face. I know you brought them titties, titties, titties to the building.
He's talking about titties. Well, we can have James Brown on that motherfucker. He ain't even gonna sing about the titties. He just gonna, he gonna give you like
make a
like,
bunch of noise.
Yeah, he gonna make
shit.
A bunch of noise about the titties. He gonna be like, wow, good dog, titties out, good dog, titties in, out, titties, good dog, titties in, dog out. Good dog. You be like, God, them titties got to be. If a nigga say, good God, them titties huge, boy. Good dog. You be like, God, damn, James, hit it. Out.
All the old niggas on this
shit. Hit it. Hey. Oh. In your mouth. Talk. Good dog. Titties. You be like, that nigga, James, tear that motherfucker up.
Get it to him.
He get it to him.
Oh, shit.
Say it loud.
Say it loud. Big old titty. I can't hit. Wow. Say it loud. Big old tit, I can't hit good dog. Damn. No black tit. Whoa.
Oh, man. Oh, wait till we start raising this money for titty education, bro.
That should be beautiful.
That
should be beautiful.
This podcast is for everybody who knows exactly what the fuck we were talking about just there.
Nigga, you stupid as hell.
Good God. You know them all niggas. They say good God. You be like, oh, yeah, that nigga done been to church before. Titty. Good God.
Oh, shit.
That nigga Jane.
James Brown is a legend, man.
Yes, it is.
They might have to get you to play him in a new movie or some shit.
That shit would be crazy.
That would be stupid.
I need to be the young version.
Ah!
Do you see the James Brown music? That shit hit.
Oh, it was a good one.
I like it. Especially, that caught me when he shot the shotgun in the ceiling. I said, that looked like some shit I would have did.
Hey, man, I got smoke in my eye laughing at your dumb ass.
It's all good. You wrote up another one.
I did.
Damn, I wish I smoked like I used to.
No, I'm going through something, just like you said.
For real. What you going through? Tell the world.
Nigga. Man, the bitch out here acting like she gonna find a nigga better than me.
Damn.
I can't believe
she
this
really
shit.
She really went searching?
Yes.
And what you do?
That's all right. That's why I'm smoking. I told you I had to pay all these goddamn bills today. Had to pay them. Shit.
first of the month, nigga, shit make me uncomfortable. Every time I think about bills, I just be like, fuck
you. Just walking that motherfucker. Good God, another bill. God damn it. Good God, huh? Take the check. Take. Give him a change, man. Don't play.
Now you gonna kill me.
I wonder how James Brown paid his bill when he walked in. God damn it. Line is on. Shit. Got shit to do. Hey. Good God. Nigga. Like, James, it ain't that shit. Shut the fuck up.
Hold up. I gotta ask you this. I wouldn't be shit if I ain't asked you this. What Michael Jackson gonna say when he see them titties in the building, bro?
Do you see those titties? Hot titties in the building. He gonna make that shit sound like his piece. We gonna bring all the titties from around the world together. Oh. We got flat titties. Oh, keep your spirit up, baby. Cause you are somebody. Oh. With those little titties, don't you tell the, don't tell the world, oh, oh, those titties. I'm like, this nigga, yeah, this nigga might cry.
Nigga had everybody in the concert crying like fuck.
I'm like, oh, my titties, I love my titties.
Pull the titties out and pass out.
Oh, my God. Then Mike just gonna cut it. I'm like, cut the music, cut it. You, what is your name? What is your name? It's like Chastity. How long have you been dealing with that? All my life, I'm here to tell you that I love your titties. This is going to fall out. Oh. Like, that bitch ain't going to never forget that. Oh. The whole crowd going to be like, I wish it was me. I wish it was me.
She's going to be on Good Morning America the next day. Tell her.
They're going to be like, how did you feel? She's going to be like, I didn't understand. When he pointed me out, I thought he was pointing to the next girl next to me.
Oh,
he was
shit.
Like, no, you. And I've been dealing with this low self-esteem all my life.
Hold up, nigga. How you ask her what's her name?
You. What's your name? What's your name?
Hey, man, stop, bro.
He gonna say it twice off if you didn't hear him. What's your name? I didn't hear you. What's your name? It's Charity. Oh, I would name my daughter Charity. He be like, bro, Mike, why you got to be like, damn, Mike, you that nigga, man.
Hey, man, I'm through fucking with you, man. You fucking retarded.
Bro. Hey, man, Mike that nigga, man.
Oh, shit. Thank y'all once again for making the 85 South Show successful.
Yes.
We feel good about this
show. I feel good about this show. This show is nice.
It's nice?
It's nice. How Mike would say, I like the 85 South Show. It's a little hot in here, but I'm okay with it. He be like, Mike, you make a nigga feel hot, and that's how it feel okay to be hot, my nigga.
On some real shit, though. Look, hey, look at this radio and shit, man. Do you know what that is, dude?
That's Juice Radio. That's the one Tupac killed goddamn Raheem with.
What?
Give me the gun. Give me the gun.
Bro, check the antenna out.
Let me tell you something. I don't think. Do you know? I'm glad cars don't have.
I don't know where
like
the fuck
no
they
more.
Got these old goddamn aerobic ass boom boxes from.
Nigga, you remember when you had to crank the car, but you see the antenna rise from the car?
Yeah.
I'm glad we ain't got that shit no more.
Man, look at this shit. Hey, that's a collector's item. Somebody gonna be trying to buy that
is,
shit.
Both of them is.
That's the radio that construction workers be having propped up in the window.
This the Roxanne motherfucker right here.
Hell yeah.
This the goddamn Beatles motherfucker. This the rocks. This was shit was getting real. Nigga was walking around like this. I'm like, nigga, where you going, nigga? I'm just going to the store, nigga. Like, but shit was real.
Right,
like,
nigga,
I'm
had
glad
a whole
we
new
ain't
walk
in that era no more. Like, nigga, that but what if you had one of them big ass? Like, you just like,
yeah, that brother. Bigger your radio was, the cooler you
the
were.
The cooler you were.
Yeah,
like you couldn't be in no tight spot. Excuse me, bro.
That's why you had
put
to be
that
a,
up on your head.
You had to be a real nigga to have the boombox, bro.
Like, excuse me, bro.
Niggas used to get that shit snatched.
Then they had them lights.
Oh, with the equalizer? Man. And then when the shit, it make the X, it be red and green at the bottom?
But what they do when, like, they batteries go out, they just be like, Roxanne, like,
no, the shit will start playing funny.
That
yeah.
shit hard.
Rest bro. In peace to Radio Raheem, man. Hey, did you see the video where they were swag surfing at the White House?
What?
Yeah, on the right in front of the shit.
I got to see that.
Bro, we making Black history every day.
I got to see that.
Solange dropped the album that everybody is loving. She got some great visuals with it. Salute to Solange. I know she watched the 85 South.
For real?
Show,
she got an album?
Yeah, and it's dope too.
For Solange?
Solange.
I got to go check it out.
Damn, nigga, you been locked up?
Hell no. I just got to go check it out, nigga.
Yeah, it's out. She got some dope ass videos and shit.
What?
She was doing ballet then, just start twerking.
Is she kicking anybody?
Yeah, she got a husband. No, she ain't kicking nobody. I thought she was if she kicking it with
anybody. Oh, she got a husband? Well, yeah. I wonder what her husband thought about that shit.
He probably directed the video, I think. Something
kicking
of that
JG.
Nature.
That, man, you going around. Come here. Come here. come here. You kick him, you know we done.
But they not, though. That's what family do.
Like,
how many times your sister kicked you?
Who, my sister? They get kicked back.
But I'm just saying, that's what siblings do.
See,
you gotta,
I would have been a kick fight in there with me, nigga. I don't feel like you should hit a woman, but I feel like you got the right to kick them.
Don't say it. I knew you were going to say
something. No, I'm telling you, think about it. If you in the elevator and you like, all right.
I can't think about it.
Nah, look, real talk. You in the elevator and you like, all right, child. Go on. Get your sister. Go on that shit, bro. And then she kick you right then and there. You like, really, I ain't nothing wrong with if I kick her ass back. Kick her ass back,
I think if you kick her shoes, you should be. Don't kick her up high. You got to kick low.
But I'm saying though, but at that moment though, I think a nigga would be like, you know what? Ain't nothing really wrong with you.
If you do a defense kick like back. If she was about to kick you and you like pre-kicked and messed her kick up, then I see what
like,
you
like.
If saying.
Y'all would have met kicks, it'd be like, "Kyle, see, gone
right.
now.
Yeah,
I'm quicker than you.
Like a block
gone
kick.
Gone now.
Exactly.
Kyle, move, man.
Exactly.
Well, I go high. Don't call me the hole for nothing, bitch.
I like how you having a whole imaginary fight.
Because I really think that can go down. Then, like, what if somebody in the way? You could, like, see they kick and you could counterpunch.
That's
like,
the whole
yeah,
thing.
Bitch. Yeah.
Didn't nobody get in the way,
the
though.
Nigga in the middle get kicked. Yeah.
But what if that's just how Jay-Z and Solange kick it? They get drunk and fight. You know what I'm saying? That could be like Rick James.
Like, what's up?
You know, like Charlie Murphy said. Like Charlie Murphy said, him and Rick James used to get drunk and just beat the shit out of each other. That's how they kick it.
Yeah.
What if she texted him the next morning like, bro, you stupid as hell.
Wow, you kick hard and fuck.
You still a bitch. And then he texted back, LOL, when I see you, I'm going to kick your ass again. It could be some fam. We don't know.
We don't know.
See, people always jump to conclusions and shit. That might just be how they kick it.
They're going to kick me because I'm going to kick your ass back. I don't give a damn.
Speaking of kicking it, we need some new bitches to kick it with.
Most definitely.
It's 2017. I mean, shit. Think about what you've been doing.
Ask them to comment in the section.
Yeah, I mean, not no regular bad built bitches. We want some bad regular built bitches. How about that? Did that make sense? I'll give y'all a minute to think about it. But once you hear it again and rewind it, you'll understand what I'm saying. Who you texting?
Just write some of this shit down.
That's just a game. You remember that game we
Which
was
one?
Wilding out? Who you texting?
Yeah. Who you texting?
Who you texting?
Your mama, bitch.
Your mama. Oh, shit. This the trap house, though, Fly. How you feel about it?
I'm making them play right now.
Oh. This nigga done jumped back in the game.
This shit just, it motivated me.
I can't believe this blunt stayed lit for that long without me hitting it. That's how you know I rolled it right.
Nah, nigga, I'm a P.O.
Bruh, it's just that we going through something. They done kicked us out of the studio. We ain't do shit. Now we out here just, shit. We're going to blur that part out. Just don't go to commercial.
We good.
Gold Bond foot powder.
We need to have some old, like, some commercials in the between. They're like, boy, you thought it was a commercial. Hell no, it's me. Ugly, boy.
There you go right there. Do it one more time so we can cut it and make it clean. I'm going
to shut all up. Right. You thought it was a commercial. It's me. Ugly, boy. We finna come back.
85 South Show. Fuck you thought it was. Bitch.
Nah, we just playing. This is
Hey, let me ask you this, though. Amber Rose recently held the slut walk. How you feel about the slut walk?
Man,
Benzino was going off about the slut walk.
I feel Benzino on that too. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't even about me having a little girl. It's just about principle. Like it's a lot of women out here. Like, is it? We know the real meaning behind it because say for people who got raped and shit like that, that's cool. But you turn it.
I think that's where it started. Now it just turns to some other shit.
Yeah, like it's. Like,
but that's not my call to make. Amber Rose is doing and she got that much support, I think that motherfuckers should just support that. It's,
yeah.
Fuck what. As long as it's on some shit and she got everybody agreeing on some positive, it could be for whatever
cause. It's like the morals is okay. It's different nowadays. Like,
right.
Bitch, it's okay for you to be a slut.
Hey, I don't judge nobody.
It's okay to put a dick up in your mouth for a night. I'ma tell you right here, I'm the man to do it right. I put it in your mouth. I make you do slut walk. Hey, put my thumb in your what? In that butt walk.
I hate I miss the slut walk.
Yeah.
Hey, I hate I miss the slut walk.
Goddamn. Good God.
I hate I miss the slut walk.
Good God.
Hey. I hate I miss the slut walk, cause that's where the sluts was at.
Hey, the slut was over there talking to Amber Rose.
Ooh.
Talking about, hey, how I do it, how it go.
Ooh.
I'ma put my titties on his face and get the check.
Ooh.
After that, put that pussy on him, break his neck.
I hate I miss the slut walk. I heard that's where the sluts was at. I wanna go and feel some titties, probably get some kitty cat. Hey. I heard she had them kitties back, and then she threw them titties back. Hey. Then she took her shirt off, made me ask her, where your titties
hey.
At? Hold up, that's a good ass bra, and I wanna see that big old ass.
Hey.
I jumped on Instagram to see that ass.
Hey.
I left a comment and she blocked my ass.
Why she do that?
I don't give a fuck. She unblocked my
hey,
ass.
Slid
up in the DMs because I had to.
Yeah.
Hold up, I'm going to kick it to you because you was my nephew.
Hey.
But I just had to spit a few bars to let these niggas know. Hey. Shit, I'm with it, man. I'm always going to support the hoes.
Hey, I support the hoes too. One night stand. Bitch, I put it in your fucking hand.
Ooh.
If you want it. Put it in your fucking mouth.
What?
Hey, I'm dirty. Got the dirty dick from the dirty side.
Don't look like that.
Don't look like that. Bitch, you know what's happening. Good God. Everybody know James Brown in the bitch.
Hold on one more time. Give me some.
Down and up in the bitch.
Hold on. One more time. Give me some. I got to spit it one more time because I just want some more.
Hey.
By the time we release this motherfucking show.
Hey.
She gonna hit and wanna go.
Hey.
I fucked it up, but I got some more. Hey. My name is Los, we in the trap. You know a nigga like me rap. I'm rolling on a blunt. I smoked in every time you see me do that. Don't worry about it.
Hey, don't worry
cause
about
a nigga
it.
Like me grown. Hey. You just mad cause you ain't in here and you don't get your turn.
Hey,
bitch.
Michael Jackson up in the bit. He wanna sing something to a chick. Hey, what tell him, Mike? Hey. Get on ED.
Hey.
Hey.
In the trap house.
Hey.
One more time for
in
the trap house.
Hey.
We had to do it in the trap house.
Hey,
one more time for the trap house. Hey. Kept this shit going. This is how we do it off in the trap.
Yo.
These niggas be doing this, but hell, they don't do like that.
Yo.
Me and DC Young Fly, 85 South.
Yo.
Type of motherfucking podcast for niggas with goals in their mouth.
Hey. Holes in their mouth. Holes in the south. Anything like the hill, tall in the trap.
Hey.
In the trap house. Bitch, we in the trap house. Hey, we take it down and show them knees up in the trap.
How? I hate I missed the slut walk. I hate I missed the slut walk. Should've went to the slut walk. Should've went to the slut.
Good God.
I hate I missed that slut walk.
Hey, James Brown want a little bit. What he gonna say? Slut walk. Good God. Let that butt talk. Woo. Good God.
Hey.
Hey, big T. What? Good God. Pay for it. Bitch. I got a 50. Good God. All I got is
hate I
miss
the slut. Hate I miss the slut.
Hey, good dog.
Shout out to Amber Rose.
She made James Brown nut. He said, good dog.
Shout out to Amber Rose.
Girl is wild. Yo.
One more time. Shout out
China
to Amber Rose.
Who her daddy is, high typical black bitch. Hey.
I should have went to the slut walk. Put my tennis shoes on and helped the sluts walk. Spit it like a Mississippi pimp talk.
Pimp talk.
Could have probably put some holes at the slut walk.
Slut walk anything. You already know. Bruh, they already know.
Bro, they going to have to fuck with that. That's got to be the theme song, bro. When the niggas hear that shit and remix it.
We got to stop it right after when Michael Jackson say, What might say? You don't need it. Yeah, we in the trap. Yeah, we got it.
I told you, man.
That'd be crazy.
Hey, the ghost of Christmas past trapping is in this bitch.
Yes, he is. It's most definitely. A nigga died next door trying to add a photo shoot.
Hey, man, I know you grind like a motherfucker, man. It's about to be that season. Halloween around the corner. Thanksgiving around the corner.
Yes.
Christmas around the corner. Cuffing season right around the motherfucking corner. You got any advice for the niggas for cuffing season? I've been dropping game on them for three weeks straight.
Let me tell you something. If you cuffing, you need to die.
Hold up, what?
I was just playing. I just want a nigga to wake up.
Now that we got your attention.
But no, man. Oh, shit. It's warm out here. You better get you a fat bitch. She gonna feed you and she gonna hibernate.
Yes, indeed.
You ain't never been up on a bitch titty.
That's that little titty that be under
that
the titty.
That titty that be under the titty. You like, yeah. Oh, you be playing with it. Oh, let me ask you playing the, with the titty.
You ever
like,
fuck
oh,
with
shit.
The back titty? That little titty that's in the back?
Yes. Niggas, that's beautiful.
Niggas don't know about them back titties.
Have you ever tried to hug a big girl and you couldn't touch your other arm?
Right, so you like, just grab God, the back titty?
Damn.
I do that shit all it. The time. Much love to all the big girls with them back titties. We don't give a fuck. You a big girl. You got 6-7 titties if you look at it.
Much love to all the big girls who wear waist trainers that we still don't know.
That's what's up. If you wear a waist trainer and your gut still poking out, bitch. Bitch. Come sit by me. Just come sit by me.
You ever seen the Sloppy Joe?
Yep. Yes, I have.
I love my big women, man.
I love them too, man. I got some big women aunties that's just the nicest, sweetest ladies you ever wanted to meet. Much love to all them old ladies who still got that little bit of Jerry curl.
Mm-hmm.
They even had the curl so long, now they shit really just curly.
And much love to all the big girls who think they pussy wet, but it's really sweat. But you know what I'm saying?
Much love to all the skinny girls with that little fat ass when you get naked. She got to get naked for you to see that little booty. Like, damn, she got a little ass, but when she put the pants on, it disappeared. That little trick booty.
All the time. That's like that legging ass. Every bitch got an ass in them leggings.
Hell yeah.
Much love to the legging ass. Niggas don't even really want to take the leggings off. We'll just poke a hole right up in there. Bitch, because your ass going to disappear.
That's what it is. Much love to all the angry black women with good pussy.
Hey, man. Much love to all the angry women who know Christmas coming around the corner. You got to buy all the kids.
Hey, something. You ever had some angry you ever had some angry black woman pussy?
Yeah. I was like, bitch, why you so angry? Like,
well, pussy this good, you should never be mad.
Yeah, like, why you? And then she throw it back like, I did. So she was like,
damn.
I'm like, bitch, calm down.
She was mad why you
fucking
was fucking.
You fucking me, bitch. Calm
down. Yeah, be still.
Chill.
Angry black woman.
I hate the girls who be doing all the moving when you trying to hit it from the back. Bitch, let me tell you something.
Talk
you
to
can't
him.
Dance on the dick.
Talk to him.
Stand still. Let me do it. Move. Chill out. Before the sex game start, it end up being like that. Be like, yeah, baby. You like, move. Chill out. Come on, man. Stop moving. It turned into that goddamn ICDC collar. You ain't doing nothing. Come on. Chill out. Stop moving.
All right.
Hold the ass.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Hey, this
Steve
some
Harvey
shit.
I,
no, this some. We ain't do shit. Hashtag we ain't do shit. Yeah, this some game I dropped on him. If she got your name saved in her phone under your real name, you ain't the boyfriend. Tell me that shit ain't real.
Yeah,
cause if she fuck with you, she not gonna put your real name in there. It's gonna either be a whole bunch of emojis or some shit that only she called you from
shit.
The first time y'all talked on
It'll
the phone.
It'll never be the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll never be the whole thing.
That'll be a good country music song.
Yeah. It ain't never gonna be your name. She's gonna put something in there, gonna mean the same thing. Your name might be Bubba, and it might be Drew, but she's gonna put it in there, it's meant for you.
She won't save your name if you are hitting that pussy right. She's gonna put that little monkey up there that's hiding his eyesight. She'll put that banana or maybe that eggplant.
Yeah.
But if you fuck up, she'll change your name to Greg Anthony or Aunt.
Oh, this is your name, but it's really not your name. This is your name. But it's
really not
your
name. If you're hitting that pussy right.
Pussy right.
She'll never say your name.
Sing to
She'll it. Just find an emoji or give you a nickname.
Oh.
If you're hitting that pussy right. If you're hitting that pussy right. If you're hitting that pussy right. Nigga, we gonna do top. We gonna be on every chart.
That shit gonna hit.
That shit gonna hit.
That shit gonna hit.
We just crossed over into the white market.
That shit just gonna hit.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Oh, we gonna get somebody to play the acoustic guitar to
how
that
can
shit.
We touch the Hispanics though.
Oh.
It was the Hispanic monkey. I don't really know Spanish like that. I just talk like these.
I don't know. I says hello.
I says.
The English un poco.
It's said like these, okay?
Una na
yendo. We don't win the Afro.
I know it. Fuck it.
We done fucked up.
Them all the X. I don't know.
Hispanic.
I don't really know. A music or something. I could just.
I think the Hispanics don't fuck with the rap shit because they like to ride around.
Well, it'd be like on some, pit bull shit. Like, that's your phone. That's your phone. That's your phone. Put another name in it. Whose name is that? I don't know. Like that shit don't ever rhyme. Like, this shit just be, it just be ah 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 ah. What's he gonna do? I don't know. Ah, like they just spaz out and shit.
Oh man, that shit hard, man. No, shit the country hard. Music, we in there, man. We could get Tim McGraw and Nelly on that motherfucker.
Oh man.
Nelly been singing on.
Bro, we got to get somebody to play the acoustic guitar to that shit.
Nelly had Tourette's. So he used to be making music.
Oh man,
it's going down, down, baby. Yo, street in the ring, I'ma beat, beat, back. What the hell is the
Oh man, I hate when the radio used to edit the
shit.
Hey, you know the funniest radio edit out of all the shit though is that song that 3-6 Mafia had with the Cash Money Millionaire. Player, why you hating? Player. And then Birdman was at the end where he was like, "Them Tennessee hoes drink milk till they see blood." But on the real one, he was like, "They suck dick till they see blood." But then why would they change it till they drink milk till they see blood?
They needed something else in there to add it. They always do that.
They drink milk till they see blood.
I fuck with Birdman. He can't, cause like on the early shit, he came right out and said, "I ain't no rapper, I'm a game spitter," and he just been spitting game ever since.
Been going crazy.
And then he put me up on hoes who drink milk till they see blood.
Yeah, they gave him 30 days to get him. Man, I'm just.
They
man,
said that shit 30 days ago.
Ugly, man. Write that man.
They said that shit 30 days ago.
You don't believe in it.
Man, yeah. Damn.
Damn, man.
Much love to Lil Wayne, man. I think he just had a birthday or something.
He did. Happy I hope birthday. He get him money. That's a lot of money, man.
Shit. It is. Well,
if he don't got it, then what? He revealed that Birdman ain't been really flying?
I don't know. No, it ain't going to be. I don't think that. Having the money is the actual problem. I just think the distribution of the money is where it is. I think the money is on deck. I just think they don't see eye to eye about where to put it
that,
or some shit.
I heard that Wayne owe him another album, then he out his contract.
Well,
I heard Wayne been trying to get his nigga the shit. That's why he don't want to drop. That's why he said, "Please free the Carter Five. I been gave you the Carter Five 3 years ago."
He said that.
Let the folk release it so I can be done.
Free the Carter, people need the Carter.
Free the Carter so I can get that hair long. He don't want me to drop no more music. That man gotta stay with Baby. I don't want to stay with Baby.
Baby.
He been had that music.
Hey, you know Birdman watched the podcast. Birdman.
I don't give a damn.
Birdman, do what's right. Let that man go. Pay the man.
Pay the man or let him go.
Pay the man or let him go.
People don't understand you good business people and you been doing business right. Why would somebody else go do business with somebody else?
I don't understand that shit either.
Like, nigga. But I gotta get to know these people, gotta gain trust and go through shit to see what they take. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
give our listeners some DC Young Fly business advice.
This man,
how should they handle business?
They don't understand, man. When you handle business the right way, man, it always make people want to work with you because first off, they're not gonna ever assume that you're gonna do something shiesty or slick.
Exactly.
And it's more easy for people to be upfront with a nigga when they know you. You business mind, cause they know you not gonna take the information and try to double back and do some extra shit behind they back. So it kind of keep people on the same page and whatnot when you a great bitch. Cause I found out some shit today. I'm not gonna speak on it, but I found out some shit today where I'm like, what? So and so really act like that? I can't tell because it's a good spirit, but it like, yeah, shout out really like throw it off and yeah. You like, what?
That's, so it's kind of
like,
happened.
I don't ever want to see that side because I don't ever want to look at them people like that. You feel what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I always want to. Because sometimes, might be me in the street nigga, in the hood nigga, sometimes if I ain't really in it, it'll show a little bit, but I done learned how to fight it a little bit. So I'm still working on that shit to like, even when I don't feel like doing some shit, I'm still in the mix like I really want to be there. Because even when you don't want to be around some people like, all right, motherfucker, I don't ever want to work with you ever again, bitch.
Yeah, because your business fucked up and you got an attitude about
and you don't want to be known.
I don't either. Like when a motherfucker got a bad personal attitude and a fucked up business attitude because it's like, then the shit is impossible.
And you don't want people to not
wait until the last minute, not answering the phone. Like, fuck it, you call me. Fuck
it. I been like, all right, motherfucker, I block your ass.
Right.
And then you call me, be like, why I'm blocked? Trick question.
Yeah,
why
man.
Why is you blocked?
Much love to all the bullshit promoters.
Like, let's answer that together. Just
handle good business, you get blocked, good results. Brother?
Let's.
Hey, man, you blocked me.
Let's go over the past couple
of months. Why motherfuckers tell you blocked them like you don't know?
Hey, you blocked me?
I block a nigga and act like I didn't. Hey, bro, you blocked me? I'm like, hell no, what's your number?
You a better person than me.
I keep the game rolling because I got to say, what you know, you act like you don't know.
See?
And what you don't know, you act like you know. It'll keep you ahead. Think about it. If I know something and somebody's trying to tell me something like I don't know, I'm going to act like I don't know. And if I don't know something about something and somebody's ended up, they talking too much and they end up saying some shit and you like, nah, I ain't never heard that. I don't know nothing about that. If you act like you know, if you act like you know, they going to keep revealing the shit. You know what I'm saying? So now you like, oh yeah, I did hear about that, man. But they were saying something about shouting. They like, nah, it wasn't about shouting. It was about that. You like, what? What they were talking about? I did hear something like that. You feel what I'm saying? So shit that you don't know, you act like you don't know.
Because the trick to a conversation. Yeah. The trick to conversation is to get more information.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose.
See, we're dropping game on the 85 South Show. This is for niggas who didn't wait to go to prison and start reading books. Read them while you outside.
It's like robbery. I don't know the Brick Man. I know the Brick Man, but you asked about the Brick Man. I don't know him. But then all of a sudden, you like, what is a new Brick Man around the corner? Yeah, I heard he moving bricks. Where he at? He on that street? No, he on that street. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's how you hustle information. Because the information is really the power.
Come on,
the
baby.
Knowledge is the power.
Talk to him.
It's the transfer of information that makes us valuable.
It's a nigga smoking right
like
now. Like,
everybody in this room has access to information right now. You know, that's why we a team. Because he could do some shit. He do some shit. He do some shit. You do some shit. And the shit move around the room.
Nah, most definitely. Nigga don't understand communication is key.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And people just be talking all the time.
Right.
That's why and like,
it's all a negative talk,
people
too.
People see me, they like, why you ain't funny? Because I don't know who I'm opening my mouth around.
You don't know how talking. They don't know how they going to perceive you.
Yeah, I'm not going to speak. I don't know you guys. Like
right.
That. You feel what I'm saying? So, I don't know what type of demeanor you guys got.
I don't know. Who the fuck think we just walk around doing live comedy shows 24/7?
What's up, man? I roast your ass. I gotta go up on random people. I roast your ass. Come here. I roast your ass.
Like, we just nigga, adrenaline junkies. Well, man, why you don't say shit? Because I get paid to talk.
You
I'm
feel
not
what I'm saying?
Shit.
Like, nigga,
I'm thinking about some shit so funny right now. Just leave me alone.
Just how, like, I almost swung on you for walking up on me?
Right.
If I do that, a nigga swing on my ass. Right. Nigga, I'm not gonna, why roast your ass? Nigga, them nigga mama just died.
You don't know.
I'm talking about roast your ass, boy. Your mama had an ugly baby. Now I'm getting chin checked because I'm playing too much.
World star. You play, yeah, when shit ain't funny, then
that'll be the caption. When shit, bring that ass.
Comedian DC
real.
Young Fly gets that ass brawler. Some crazy
what I'm
shit.
Saying? Mr. Fuck you mean? How really fuck you mean? Right. Is like, what?
Why you couldn't whoop all 30 of these niggas? Like, yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
We're real. Not even on that vibe, though. Like, a lot of motherfuckers put a lot of negativity out, and that's what the fuck they get, man. We fuck with who fuck with us, and we know who our people are. It don't take nothing but a quick conversation or a handshake.
What we'll do,
that transfer of energy is real.
When we on tour, our conversations together is different from when we out in the public. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we not them people. You just can't really just walk up on us like that. Like,
yeah.
I'm been stabbed 5 times.
Talk,
I've been in
man,
shit.
Talk to
you
him,
can't
man.
Walk up on me. I don't know who you kin to. You might be a kin to the nigga who stabbed me. Back up. Pow. Pow, pow, pow. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who the fuck you are, brother.
You never know. You got to respect where you at, man.
You feel me?
Always pay attention to your surroundings. That's why a lot of motherfuckers get jammed up, man. Because they don't respect where they are.
And if you're really not doing it, don't say you are, people.
Right.
I have never rapped about a brick. I have rapped about scheming on a nigga with a brick. But I have never rapped about a brick because I don't have a brick.
I never had a brick. I don't want one.
You feel what I'm saying?
I don't want nothing
to do with
it. Every
time I saw one, I was like, boy, that 30 years right there.
I don't want to see nothing.
Hey, man, listen to me, man.
Joke business.
Live your life right, pray.
I've been living my life right. I knew drug dealing wasn't going to be for me.
Bro, have you seen the times now of the drug dealing, that shit?
Bro, where you think the drugs come from? That's they shit. They put it
they
on the streets.
They bring it out, but the drug
they put it on the streets, and then they go back and get it.
If you ain't been drug
how you think they know you got it? Because they count their shit. And they be like, hold up, we missing 3 bricks. I know where they at. They on the west side, because we ain't got but 3 out in the streets left. We got to go get them 3.
They don't do nothing but take you, man, extort you, and put them back out there.
It's just a cycle. It's just the same shit. The police catch the niggas with
the
dope.
Drugs
then
is
they
over.
Put it out, repackage that shit, put it back on the streets, and then they keep up with who they gave the shit to. They give it to some motherfuckers to sell it to some motherfuckers, and then they go back seconds. Like, who you still with that shit to?
If you ain't, already doing that shit before, that shit dead. And nigga talking about, man, I'm finna goddamn get me some work. My nigga, you don't even know.
Nigga, if you ain't talking about two jobs, don't even bring that shit around.
I hear nigga say, man, work 9 to 5 ain't for me. Well, living ain't for you then.
Well, nigga, you should work from 7 to 3. You should try that. Get up a little bit earlier and get that shit over with.
Nigga, I ain't gonna get no 9.
Hey,
five.
Man, if you watching this podcast and you don't do nothing, nigga, put your hands on something. I just hope you find something to do. Swallow your pride, nigga. Get a job.
Grab a bitch, grab her, and invest.
Do something. Do just something.
Cash out
don't
here.
Never don't sit around and wait on nobody to fucking feed you. Don't wait on nobody to put you on. You got to put yourself on.
Yes,
that's why we do the podcast on the days we ain't got shit to do because
we
don't
got kicked out.
We don't waste
and
no goddamn days. I'm out of this bitch. 85
South. About this bitch.
Oh. 85.
85. 85.